My name is Karen Brooks Hopkins, president at BAM. The project is the programs and services that will be part of the new Richard B. Fisher Building, BAM's first new facility since 1986, and it will be serving artists, students, and community groups. The Brooklyn Academy of Music is the oldest performing arts center in America. BAM has an audience of over 600,000 people. We have a budget this year of approximately $49 million. We have 179 full-time employees, making us in the top 1% of Brooklyn employers. And our goal is to bring to New York City work in every discipline that cannot be seen anywhere else.
My name is Joseph Malillo. I'm the executive producer here at BAM. Within the last 10 years, restaurants and bars and clubs have grown up in these neighborhoods within Brooklyn that's been a magnet for attracting these young apartment dwellers. And we, BAM, are the recipient of their need for entertainment and art and culture.
They're very diverse, and they're very young, and they're very eager to learn and to see things and try new things and be adventurous. While there's been the positive side in terms of bringing these young, creative people in, a lot of the artistic community was upset that they didn't have access to the BAM stages. People wanted not only more access to the institution, they wanted more service from the institution, and we had a real problem in terms of how the community perceived BAM.
They wanted to have some relationship with this institution.
And we understood that the idea of more diversity, more interaction, more local artists having a stake in the institution, more youth served, all of these things are only good for BAM and only good for the community. We also understood, though, that we were never going to be able to provide that kind of access and service in this building with these large cost structure.
When you have an opera house of 2,000 seats
and six labor unions
and the kind of costs involved,
it's just unwieldy for most community-based things.
That the Salvation Army building became available for us. It was a game changer.
It was right next to the building. You know, it was right here.
We're not borrowing any money for this building.
Keith Stubblefield is our CFO, who joined us in
2006.
But Keith has also been the key person involved with the construction of the Fisher Building.
This is really the first new construction in over a century for BAM, so that's significant. And we have an endowment that's about $70 million, and it's going to be growing. So we're preparing for some unknowns, but that's also what makes it kind of exciting.
The new BAM facility, the Richard B. Fisher Building, will open in September of 2012. And we'll have a 250-seat flexible theater.
There's also a separate rehearsal studio, which is really gorgeous. It's occupies the fourth and fifth floors. It's right above the theater, but it's acoustically and vibrationally separated. In fact, the springs are just being laid right now. The concrete's being poured tomorrow. And on one day, we could have a performance in the theater space. We could have a community rental in the rehearsal studio and perhaps a classroom all happening simultaneously. To me, that is going to really show off what this building is really meant to do.
The challenges for the marketing department is how to wrap this all together into one cohesive, coherent marketing strategy for this institution next autumn.
The success in the Fisher will be a commissioned work that brings a new artist to the attention of everyone in New York, or takes an artist who has enormously worked in a giant environment and allows them to work on a small stage in an intimate way. It will mean a community group that has a breakthrough through the professional development program that can now go on to greater successes. It'll mean the discovery of a new artist. It'll mean students that have a creative voice that they didn't have before. It'll mean 20 things.
And the accumulation at the end of the inaugural season, when you look at the full work and the variety and the genres and the experiences, that there is a tidal wave, a tsunami of interest on the part of the Brooklyn and Manhattan artistic community, and saying, I want to work in that space.